I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, welcome back. This is Harry, and here I am to help you with those English grammar issues. As always, I'm going to give you a sentence. I'm going to read it twice, and then we'll go through the different English grammar and other aspects for you. This is aimed for those of you who are studying English at intermediate or somewhat below that level, and it's all about practice, listen, practice, and listen again, and try and introduce the words into your own vocabulary or some of the phraseology that we use. As always, if there's anybody out there who's got some suggestions or they would like me to include something that you specifically have a problem with, then by all means write to me, and the contact details will be given at the end of this particular podcast. Okay, so we're going to begin. As I said, I'm going to read the sentence twice. First time, just for you to get an understanding, to listen to it, and the second time, just to know it in a little bit more detail. Okay, so here we go. I don't think someone should get sacked for making an honest mistake. Second reading. I don't think someone should get sacked for making an honest mistake. Okay, so the overall meaning of this sentence is that you don't think that someone who's working in a company who makes a little mistake that they didn't intend to make, you don't believe that they should lose their job. So we're talking about those particular aspects. So what are the grammar points? Well, at the beginning, I don't. Here again, we're using one of those abbreviations. I do not. Don't. D-O-N apostrophe T. I don't think someone. We could equally say, I don't believe. And in that sense, I don't think and I don't believe have the exact same meaning. Sometimes people would argue that saying believe has more conviction, and it does. I don't believe it's going to rain means you really don't think it's going to rain. But if I say, I don't think it's going to rain, there's a possibility that it might, but I don't believe it's going to rain, then you really are sure that it's not going to rain. And when I look out my window today, I really don't believe it's going to rain because it's a beautiful day with nice blue sky. So I don't think someone. So we're not saying anyone. We're being a little bit more specific. We're saying someone. I don't think someone. S-O-M-E-O-N-E. I don't think someone should. Here is the modal verb should. I don't think someone should. There's a chance, and it happens, that people do get sacked and lose their job for making honest mistakes, but you don't think someone should. So there's a possibility. I don't think someone should get sacked. Get sacked is a quite informal way of saying losing their job. So we can equally say get fired, F-I-R-E-D, or lose their job. Or as the Americans might say, get canned, C-O-N-N-E-D. So that's very American. So we're looking at British English, so we would usually say fired, lose the job, or get sacked, S-A-C-K-E-D. And we put that stress on that C-K, get sacked, okay? So I don't think someone should get sacked for making, where they make, for making an honest. Here the word honest is spelled H-O-N-E-S-T, but when we're pronouncing it, we drop the H. And we say honest as if we're putting the stress on the O. So honest, not honest. Okay, so H-O-N-E-S-T. In this case, we drop the H or it's silent and we pronounce it honest. In other words, as we come across them where there are H's, we have to pronounce the H, like history. It's not history, it's history. Here, though, honest is, the H is silent, and we're pronouncing O-N-E-S-T, honest. So, I don't think someone should get sacked for making an honest mistake. Okay? So hopefully you've understood that, and you can join me again in the future and we'll go through some more. And as I said at the beginning, if there's anything you want to particularly raise, or you've got some queries, then contact me on hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, or as always on the webpage www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and that's spelt English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H, lesson, L-E-S-S-O-N, via Skype, V-I-A, Skype, S-K-Y-P-E.com. Okay, join me again soon. Thanks.